Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Middays with Susie Larson.
It's only just a matter of...
Thanks for tuning in and listening to this bonus podcast material from Middays. I'm Susie Larson, continuing my conversation with our good friend, Dr. Troy Spurl. And during the live show, Doc, we were talking about antioxidants and ways to shore up our system. And you were talking about vitamins A, vitamin C, and vitamins D. And for the most part, the greater population, there are a few exceptions where if you take those in high amounts, it could impact you negatively. But most people need those. And melatonin. Go back to the melatonin piece, because I think a lot of people are afraid to take melatonin. Just full disclosure, I take melatonin every night to help me sleep, and it's been a significant blessing to me. But why and how is that helping with blocking the impact of coronavirus?
Well, a couple things. Number one, when we get into deep sleep helps the area of the brain that brings nutrients and blood flow and the nerve flow to our digestive system. So our stomach and stomach acid and our digestive response improves. Low stomach acid leads to high body burden acid. So as the pH changes in our intestinal tract and in our body, then bad stuff can grow. So the example we used in the past is if the pH in the soil changes, then weeds grow instead of the good stuff. Part of our immune system response is our microbiome. That's our good bacteria. Part of the microbiome is called the viome. That's our viruses. We actually need those as a part of our immune response. If we don't get exposed to enough viruses that are weak or just in general, then our response to viruses becomes very weak. So that's why touch and being out there in the public is so important. And so when there's not a global epidemic going on, let me just be clear on that. That's how God made us. And it makes sense because all of those things are part of the dirt. They're part of the soil. And so we need to be a part of that to have good natural defenses. Melatonin, also specifically the hormone, is an antioxidant. So it will block the inflammatory response. It attaches directly to the interleukin 1 beta, and escorts it out of the body. So it physically will take care of that as well. So it's multifactorial, but it tells you how important deep sleep is. And so as we age, there are many factors as to why we produce less of that. But interestingly enough, one of the mechanisms that causes a derailment of melatonin is infection. So as our stomach acid, it's like a catch-22. As our stomach acid decreases, our infection of the bad bugs starts to increase. And that includes fungal or candida or yeast. And as those increase, it converts the 5-hydroxytryptophan in the brain to a chemical called quinolinic acid versus that 5-hydroxytryptophan being converted to serotonin, which then is converted to melatonin. So infection steals the raw ingredients to make melatonin. So people shouldn't be afraid to take it. They should take it, but also treat the underlying stress. So infection does that, and stress does that, and immune system compromise does that. And what I mean by that is, as your stomach acid becomes lower and lower, you stop breaking down the protein into its raw ingredients, and that protein is what is used later to make our immunoglobulin. Our cells that react against the invading organisms. So it's slow. It just keeps building up off itself. So the more we can manage our stress, take care of infection, and support our immune system response, the more melatonin we produce. It's brilliant. Hmm.
Wow. God has made us so fearfully and wonderfully. And so often we neglect gut health. And here's another way. I know you believe this, that we can shore ourselves up, not only amidst this storm, but that we're prepared for another storm if it comes, our gut health. And, I think it was Harvard Medical School, the School of Medicine through Harvard, has said, our gut and our brain are essentially one organ. The connection is so significantly intermingled that we have to really pay attention to gut health, but we don't often. What can a person do just to go after gut health right here, right now, in the midst of this crisis?
So the first thing is to avoid any inflammatory food. Number one is sugar. Do your best to avoid sugar. Number two is trying to eat organic as best as much as possible, and clean meat or no meat and veggies. So veggies are very important for our immune system, and if tolerated by the bowel, then they're very, very good for us. If it's not tolerated by the bowel, it generally means your bowel is too inflamed and the fiber that's in the veggies is rubbing up against the intestines. And it's kind of like getting a massage when you have a sunburn. It doesn't feel so good. So that's a sign that you have to just slow it down and a little more slowly bring the veggies into play, cook them so that they're not raw. And then you'll eventually be able to tolerate the veggies. Because a lot of people with very unhealthy diets will sometimes switch over to a healthy diet and feel worse the first 2 weeks. Well, that's because there's a transition that needs to occur. You have to reduce the inflammation and slowly heal, let the gut heal. And so fasting can help with that, or intermittent fasting, smaller quantity foods, and then just cooking it more in the beginning. But eventually you'll be able to get there. The second thing is stomach acid. So very important to make sure that the zinc levels are good, because stomach acid is zinc dependent, which is, isn't that interesting how important zinc is for your immune system as well. And also make sure that your bowels are moving. You're having 1 to 3 bowel movements a day that are of good size. There's a chart called the Bristol Stool Chart. And so you'll be able to rank your stool, which is always awesome. Mm-hmm. And then then the microbiome, just make sure your good bacteria is working and in order. And these things can be measured, but taking probiotics can be helpful for most people. And in lieu of actually being assessed and knowing what your nutrient deficiencies are, a good multiple vitamin is a good place to start. A good fish oil or omega-3 is a good place to start, and a good vitamin D. Those are the three baseline ones that we know most people are going to be deficient in and needing help with. But changing the diet and improving your sleep and your hydration status are a great place to start.
Okay, so AC, what was ACD, melatonin,
yep.
Find a good probiotic. And you said to Kevin and I off the air that not all omegas are created equal, and some omegas can
That's
do
right.
actually more harm than good. This is very important because, you know, someone many years ago who used to buy my supplements just off the department store shelf, I've since learned a lot. And so say
yes.
a word if you would.
Well, it must say that they've tested for and removed all the mercury, because unfortunately right now our oceans are pretty toxic with mercury. The mercury is a heavy metal, so it falls to the bottom of the ocean. A lot of the fish that we get these oils from feed off the bottom, so they are full of mercury. So it's important not to bring an omega-3 antioxidant in your body, but is also that's also delivering a heavy metal that can cause other damage. And mercury is damaging to us and in larger quantities. So it's one of those things where you want to make sure the company is actually distilling the oils out and checking it for mercury. And there's very, very few of them that that do that. And some companies literally just press the fish and they don't analyze the oil, and basically whatever the juice is that comes out is what they put in the capsule. You do not want that.
Hmm.
So fish oils,
you
have to be very
discerning. Okay,
it should say in the bottle. Yep, and you should call the company if it doesn't. It should say on the bottle of the website, but call the company, and if they can't guarantee it, do not get it. And generally speaking, when it comes to fish oil, the cheaper ones are the ones you want to avoid, the big buckets of oil.
Wow. Okay. So anything else you want to tell us about antioxidants? Because you're saying COVID is an antioxidant issue in many ways. So what can we do? You're talking about some basic vitamins, specific vitamins, anything, and good vegetables and organic food.
Yeah.
Do you like any other antioxidant supplements, or do you really feel like just get that from food and a few basic vitamins?
Yeah, start with food. So fruit and vegetables have antioxidants. The darker the skins or darker vegetables are the ones you want to focus on a little bit more. And supplements, vitamin C, A are the big ones, but there's a lot of other antioxidants. Glutathione is hard to get in supplement form. It has to be good, but glutathione also helps us with detoxification and helps in different ways. So that's a very strong antioxidant, but not for the immune system part, more for the detox side of things. And what we're seeing here is, like we said, with the COVID, with normal pneumonia, many times, most times, it's one lung that becomes congested. And on CT scan, that's the problem, is one lung. And what they're finding is COVID is both lungs. And with that, what's happening is people are, it's more like a carbon monoxide or a high altitude problem that we're seeing in the hospitals versus a pneumonia problem. And that's the shift the emergency room doctors have started to make in just the last couple of days. And that's good news for us, because that means to help prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and to think more along the lines of a malaria type scenario, a lot of that is dependent upon your level of antioxidants. And so grapeseed extract and vitamin C, all of these antioxidants, anything that comes from fruits, vegetables in higher concentrations is generally good. So resveratrol, and the Functional Medicine Institute just published all of the different herbals and nutrients that are virus specific as well, like quercetin is a good one, curcumin is a good one. So a lot of these things that people probably have in their cupboards actually are going to be pretty good. So I encourage people you can either go to the Functional Medicine website, they've got them at the bottom of the page. In our blog section, on our official Synapse website, we also have the list of supplements. And our list is a little more extensive than the Functional Medicine list by a couple, just because our researcher, we put it out, he's been doing this for the last 2 months. He was on this before there was even an announcement made worldwide. He told me that he thought something was coming in January, mid-January.
Wow. Wow. What's your website again?
www.officialsynapse.com, and Synapse is S-Y-N-A-P-S-E.
Well, Dr. Troy, thank you for this extra time today. We get such an education when you join us, and we so look forward to our conversation next month. I didn't even touch my notes today, but I really trust that this is where we needed to go today. So thank you for your time, and we wish you God's absolute best as you take care of so many people.
Thanks so much, Susie.
Yeah, love and appreciate you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Right back at you.
We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com.